We're trying to arrange a meeting now with all the interested parties, i.e. the operators of these different vintners, the Gardaí Council, to try and put in place a mechanism where these cannot happen in the future. I think there was a recognition in the chamber today that this is not good for Donegal International Rally. It is totally separate from Donegal International Rally, and I want to make that very clear. I think we have the support of the Donegal Motor Club in trying to address these different centres. And unfortunately for us as a council, as was pointed out today by the planning department, is that these events take place in private grounds, and there's not much really that we can do about that. Now, I've asked the planners to go back again and look at the planning regulations and try and identify some part or form of legislation where we can implement to prevent these taking place. These unregulated different events which are putting everybody's health and well-being at risk and is making life a nightmare for the residents of the areas outlined.
And as you mentioned, it is in the interest of the rally itself to at least regulate, if not put a stop to, these unofficial different events.
Yeah, it is. I mean, why I'm bringing in the motion is to protect the rally. The story that should have been coming out of this year's rally is one of the biggest ever, that we had the local lads three times winners, and that was a very positive economic generator for the county and indeed for Letterkenny. But unfortunately what's coming out of the rally is these stiffen and the erratic driving that has been carried out by those who come to Letterkenny for the rally but not necessarily follow it, but are making the lives of residents in and around Letterkenny sheer hell over that weekend, and that's not good enough, and we as a council should be working to protect the residents of our town.